はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようラングーン。
高瀬です。
よしです。
Peter here, beginning lesson number 143. As always, I'm brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Yoshi-san, it's not a survival phrases. What's she doing here?
Maybe the sun gave me the power, for I could swim lock morning and be home in half an hour.
Why should go now?
Yeah, well, security is on its way, so you could just stay a few more seconds. So, how is everything?
Well, everything is okay.
よかったですね。
はい。
Today we have a great lesson for everybody, right, Takase さん?
そうですね。
その調子。Now, today we're going to talk about looks like. Last week we talked about looks like using verbs, as in it looks like he's going to take off. It looks like he'll eat it. Today we're going to look at adjectives. E adjectives in particular. Now, so many times when you come to Japan, everything looks so good.That looks delicious. Oh, that looks so good. So much good food, so much good drink. So what we're going to do today is introduce how to talk about this. Really important lesson here. So you don't want to miss this. Again, once you're done listening, stop by JapanesePod11.com. Pick up the PDF with a detailed grammar write-up. Also, inside the Learning Center, we have questions to reinforce what you hear in the lesson. Audio questions to test your listening comprehension. Just so much to bring it all together. Okay, with that said...Let's get into today's lesson. Here we go.
ダメよ。知らない人と話してはいけません。
はいはい。あ、うまそう。食べたい。
ダメよ。太るわ。今食べてはいけません。
なんで？僕は子供じゃない。自由に生きたい。
ダメよ。自由に生きてはいけません。あなたは私と結婚してるんだから。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
ダメよ。知らない人と話してはいけません。
はい、はい。あ、うまそう。食べたい。
ダメよ。太るわ。今食べてはいけません。
なんで？僕は子供じゃない。自由に生きたい。
ダメよ。自由に生きてはいけません。あなたは私と結婚してるんだから。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
ダメよ。知らない人と話してはいけません。
No, you can't talk to strangers.
はいはい。
Yeah, yeah.
あ、うまそう。食べたい。
あ、It looks delicious. I want to eat it.
ダメよ。太るわ。今食べてはいけません。
No, you'll get fat. You can't eat now.
なんで？僕は子供じゃない。自由に生きたい。
Why? I'm not a child. I want to live free.
ダメよ。自由に生きてはいけません。
No, you can't live free.
あなたは私と結婚してるんだから。
Because you're married to me.Yoshi-san, let's ask Chigusa-san what she thought of today's conversation.
Chigusa-san, 今日の会話はどうでしたか？
この女の人は間違った結婚相手を選んだと思います。
Yoshi-san はどうですか？
まあ、いろんな愛の形があると思うので、まあ、いいんじゃないんですか？
Chigusa-san、どうですか？
そうですね、まあ、人事だからどうでもいいですけど、自分だったら嫌です。
okay, vocabulary time. Let's get a little translation in there. What exactly was said? Chigusa-san, what'd you say?
I think the lady picked the wrong husband.
And Yoshi countered with?
You know, everyone has different perspectives, so as long as they're happy, I think it's okay.
And Chigusa finished with?
Well, it's none of my business, so as long as it's not my business, I'm okay with it. But if it were, I won't be able to handle him.
There it is. Okay. And that's why it's vocab time. Joining us today for vocabulary is Natsuko-san.
Konnichiwa.
Welcome to the show, Natsuko-san.
Thank you.
And what about today's dialogue?
It does make sense. I agree. But I'm not sure whether it works.
What do you mean works?
Works for him.
Yeah. Okay. So, how about the first word today?
Umai.
Good at. Delicious.
Umai. Umai.
Now, as we just said, two meanings here. Good at something. For example, Natsuko-san, can you give us an example sentence?
彼は野球がうまい。
He's good at baseball. And then it can also mean delicious. Natsuko-san?
あそこのラーメンはうまい。
That ramen is delicious. In the context of that ramen shop's ramen is delicious. That works, right?
Yes.
Okay, and next we have a Yoshi-san.
太る。
To gain weight.
太る。太る。
Yeah, not such a good word here, huh, Natsuko-san?
Not at all.
Now, Yoshi-san, what's the opposite of 太る?
痩せる。
To lose weight. So I think this is the season to gain weight.
You're right.
What do you think, Natsuko-san? When is the season to lose weight?
Oh, I wonder.
5月ぐらいかな?
I hope there is such a season.
Really good point.
Well, maybe during summertime because it's really humid, especially in Tokyo.
Yeah. Okay. Next up.
生きる.
To live. To be alive.
生きる. 生きる.
This verb is often found in the present progressive. 生きている.
Yes.
And while it's literally translated here, if it's a present progressive, as living, it's interpreted as the state of living, and we would interpret that as being alive, to be alive. Okay? So you'll see this nature shows if you watch the Nature Channel in Japan. Lots of... they'll use this word over and over. Okay? Next we have...
自由
Free.
自由 自由
Now, here, in today's conversation, we're going to look at this in a minute. What do we have, Yoshi-san?
自由に行きたい
Here... It's acting as an adverb. I want to live freely. So we can have 自由 with the particle に, and if it's followed by a verb, it'll act as an adverb. So Natsuko-san, for people on a diet or people who just finished a diet, they want to eat freely. Can we say that?
自由に食べる.
Eat whatever one wants. Eat freely. Live freely. Can you think of anything else?
How about 空を自由に飛びたい?
いいね。
I want to fly freely in the sky. Natsuko-san, judging by your reaction, this is a quite well-known expression in Japanese.
Yes, it's actually a song.
Really?
Yes, a phrase from a song.
And the song has the same title?
No, the title is different.
Okay, Natsuko-san, what's that title?
Doraemon no uta.
It's the Doraemon song?
Yes.
Got it.
Nobita-kun says, "Sora o jiyuu ni tobitai na," and Doraemon takes out his magic tool.
And they go flying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next we have...
結婚
Marriage.
結婚結婚
Now that we've covered the vocabulary, let's take a look inside. Let's get inside this conversation, see what's going on. So Natsuko-san, what did we have first?
ダメよ
A couple things we want to point out here. ダメ means no, no good. And in this context, you can't do it.
Yes.
It's not good, you can't do it.
Yes.
Now, give us what you said one more time.
ダメよ.
You finished the sentence with the particle よ.
Yes.
Now, if a guy was speaking, Yoshi-san, if you were to say this, how would you say this?
ダメだよ.
Notice the plain form of the copula in there, だ. Feminine speech will drop this and just go with ダメよ. But for guys, you don't want to say ダメよ. You want to put the plain form of the copula in there to make it more masculine. Then the female speaker follows with...
知らない人と話してはいけません。
First we have
知らない人
Don't know person, literally. But again, in Japanese, the description of the noun comes before the noun. So we're talking about 人 person. So when describing them, the description comes first. So we have 知らない Don't know person. This is interpreted as a stranger, someone you don't know. Okay, what comes next?
話してはいけません。
This grammatical construction implies that one cannot do something.
Yes.
Not in the potential sense, not in the sense that one has the ability to, but one is not permitted.
Yes, exactly.
to do something.
Yes.
Okay? And the way this construction is formed is following the te form of a verb comes
wa
followed by
ikemasen.
So wa ikemasen follows the te form of any verb. In this particular conversation we have
話してはいけません.
Cannot talk. And then here's where the previous part of the sentence comes in. Cannot talk with strangers. Again, in Japanese, start from the end of the sentence and work your way back towards the front of the sentence. Cannot talk with strangers. Again, the speaker is telling that the listener does not have permission to do this. This is followed by?
Hi, hi.
Yeah, yeah. So it seems the listener is quite trained and very used to not being able to do things and not having permission granted. So can anyone relate to this? I wonder. This is followed by?
Ah, umaso.
Oh, so something catches his eye. And we can tell from the next word what that is. Yoshi-san, one more time.
Umaso.
Looks delicious. Now, if you remember last week, we gave you this grammar. Looks something. In this case, looks delicious. Remember, umai is an e adjective. So we want to talk about how it looks. We drop the e and add Yoshi-san.
So.
Looks delicious. Then, when he sees something that looks delicious,
食べたい.
Want to eat it. I want to eat it. And we have
ダメよ.
No.
太るわ.
You'll gain weight. Here we have, one more time, Natsuko-san.
太るわ.
What is this sentence ending particle?
わ.
And again, we covered this in a previous lesson, but we'll just go over it quickly. In feminine speech, this will sometimes come at the end of the sentence, kind of emphasizing what was said. And then we have again today's grammar point, which is
今食べてはいけません.
Now you can't eat, in the permission sense. You know, from the looks, well, if we can imagine, I'm sure that this big guy can probably fit something in. But again, it's permission here. And again, we have the te form of the verb
食べて,
which comes from the verb
食べる.
So we have the te form, 食べて, followed by
はいけません.
Okay, we want to point out here, it's very interesting. Even though this is a married couple, here, when it comes to the permission, the wife is actually using polite Japanese.
Yes.
And why do you think this is, Natsuko-san?
I think, you know, it sounds more strict and formal.
Yeah.
Like the way teacher says.
Yeah, so we know where the power lies in this married couple, right?
Well, you can obviously tell that.
Yes. Okay, and hubby, he says?
なんで?
Why?
僕は子供じゃない。
I'm not a kid. Straightforward here, we have masculine pronoun referring to oneself.
僕.
Followed by the particle wa.
子供.
Child.
じゃない.
Not. I, child, am not. Again, we just have to move a few pieces when we turn it into English. I'm not a child. Next we have
自由に行きたい.
I want to live free. And again, here we have 自由に working as an adverb modifying want to live. Next we have
ダメよ.
No.
自由に生きてはいけません.
You can't live free. Again, we have the grammatical construction of the day. 手はいけません. You can't live free.
あなたは私と結婚してるんだから.
Because you're married to me. Now again, listen to the translation. Because you are married to me. Let's take a look at this part of the sentence.
あなたは.
You, marked by the topic particle wa, followed by
私と.
Me, with. You, me, with. Followed by
結婚してるんだから.
Here we have, actually, marrying is the literal translation because it's a present progressive. But again, in Japanese, the present progressive can indicate either the present progressive or a state of existence. And they are in the state of being married. You, me, with, married, because. Start from the back. Because, then, you, the topic, are married to me. Okay, more about this construction inside the PDF. Now, if this helps you remember it, by all means, please use this. The way I remember this grammatical construction is, I think about the verb to go. Natsuko-san?
行く.
And then I think about the potential of that verb, which is
行ける.
To be able to go. Can go. Now, Yoshi-san, what is this construction?
手はいけません.
So, the negative can't go. So, I just think about it. Whatever verb is in the te form, it can't go. It can't go on. For example, Give us the three examples we had today.
話してはいけません。
Speaking can't go on. Can't speak. No permission to speak. Next.
食べてはいけません。
Eat can't go on. Can't eat. And finally.
生きてはいけません。
Can't live. Ooh, a little harsh there. Yeah, I think we need the GU there because no permission to live in the last one. But again, more about this inside the PDF. You definitely want to stop by JapanesePod101.com and pick up that PDF because today there is a lot in there. All right, with that said, that's going to do for today.
じゃあまた明日ね。
またね。